third podcast for TXN Tour 2C. I'm Elsa Ducey, one of your lecturers. In this podcast, we would like to give you important information regarding Assignment 2. Please note that if you have not submitted Assignment 1, the MyUNISA system will not allow you to submit Assignment 2, and you will not be admitted to the exam. To be able to answer the questions in Assignment 2, you will need to have mastered the topics in Study Units 1 to 8. In other words, the whole of your first study guide, as well as all the prescribed sections in the deceased estate textbook. You will notice that the assignment once again consists of 20 multiple choice questions. This is different from previous years when Assignment 2 was a written assignment. By using multiple choice questions, we hope to make it easier for you to complete the assignment before the due date. However, be aware that there will be no multiple choice questions in the exam. In Tutorial Letter 203, we therefore not only provide the suggested solutions to the multiple choice questions, but also show you how the same case studies could be tested in the exam and how the written solutions should then be set out. It is extremely important that you practice doing written case study type of questions before the exam, not only to make sure you know how to provide such answers, but also to make sure that you can do it in the time allowed. The questions in Section B of your study guides, as well as Assignment 3, will provide more practice opportunities in this regard. Remember to also study the second study guide as well as the sections prescribed in the Insolvent Estates textbook before attempting Assignment 3. Good luck, and please remember that you are welcome to contact a lecturer telephonically or via email if you have any queries regarding the content of this module.